Tonight we have the first of several weekends where we have what we call summer guest artists. Well, artists from, I think they're all from the Seattle area, who are coming up to Holden to spend several days and really give, again voluntarily, without any remuneration, of their gifts in concert, as well as sometimes helping out at other times. Tonight we have a group called the Magical Strings, who are also happen to be the Boulding family, Phil and Pam and their children, playing some traditional Celtic music as well as some other music that they will talk about, and I'll let them introduce all the members. Also just found out that Phil makes all of their instruments. So all of these are made by the group. So we welcome the Magical Strings.
Well, I'd like to introduce to you Brittany. She, I think last time when she was here, someone said that she was a toddler. So I forgot it was so long ago. She couldn't remember her. But she'll never forget this year. It's a very special being. Brittany is the dance part of Magical Strings.
We'll begin with a traditional melody that comes from Ireland, actually composed by Turlough O'Carroll, a 17th century Irish harper composer, who led the romantic life of the wandering bard and minstrel, playing his harp and composing hundreds of delightful melodies for his many patrons and friends. This particular one was composed for a Brian McGuire, and then we'll go into a hornpipe. Thank you.
5 minutes ago, Brittany said, "Mommy, I think it's really time for me to go to bed, and I have a headache." And she's been up since 4 without a nap, and the music just brought it to life. And she has requested that the second piece we play be a piece that is one of her favorites. It's on our newest record, on the Bornista, that we bought tapes and records and CDs of our music.
Oh, I see
that's
in the
park. Anyway, Philip, you introduce it.
This next piece is a harp solo. This is one that I composed for the lady of my life, who's the same one sitting to my left here. And it was written, the situation was that she was on the coast of Maine, and I was at home, and it happened to be the eve of our anniversary, and I was off with her family. I was missing her very much, and yet feeling very close to her in spirit. And I was moved to write this piece. It's called Never Apart.
lively jigs now. Sixpenny Money preceded by a penny whistle fellow. A sip whistle. Thank you. introduce to you our eldest son, who this year passed Philip by an inch. He's now taller than Philip. This is Jeffrey, and he's going to play for you a lovely Scottish air called It's the Resting Chair. His violin, he and Philip.
Thank you.
set to go to bed. We can't get her stuff. We're going to play for you now a beautiful, beautiful piece. Actually, a piece that's very appropriate at Christmas. It's called What Is This Crape? It is also a French melody. Actually, we usually carry around a little pump organ, and Morgan plays the organ, but since it was a little bit much to bring on the boat, he's
fine. We thought we'd bring this one instead.
Yeah. This is his first time in a large organ. He's quite excited, and I don't know what he's going to do.
Don't let that volume pedal get away with you there, Morgan.
Music that took me to Ireland in this moment, longing. It's called Dance of the Twilight on the Burn. It's actually the title of our newest release that came out this year. I should play it.
Thank you.
did after that. This is a piece that it's actually a more recent composition. Inspired really one day while sitting out behind our house. We live in a very beautiful location overlooking the Puget Sound on a farm at the end of the dead-end road with acres of woods around us. And it was one of these sunny early mornings. I was out there with my harp and just feeling totally at peace with my surroundings and kind of almost a transcendent feeling of joy. I was sitting in God's garden. And this lullaby came to me, which I dedicate to my children.
Thank you.
I'd like to play for you a beautiful haunting air. It comes from Ireland. It came to a fisherman one day out at sea. Off the west coast of Ireland, it came to him drifting through the mist across the water from seemingly nowhere. So it was thought to have come from the fairies, and it's called simply The Fairy Tale.
Playing for you all night, but it looks like you're ready to get up and do a little creating yourself with some dancing, which is just ahead. So we're going to play one last piece for you. This is one that actually Philip and I composed together. One night we were sitting down and playing upon the piano and the harp together, just kind of finding music in the air as it comes to us that way. And then Brennan joined in and Jeffrey did as well, and this to us is a very special piece. It's called Grand Souls, and it gives us the ultimate comfort that comes from God, and this is sort of our expression of that comfort.
Mm-hmm.